All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Troy, how can we help you, sir?
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Hey.
So I went on a date. I met this girl during, you know, quarantine on Bumble. Girl named Nancy. Conversation was great. I was really into her being like laid back and like, you know, very well traveled. And I really felt like we were, you know, kind of making a connection. And we went along and, you know, we decided to have one of these like, you know, social distance dates. Yep. And it went really great. It went really well. And we got along fantastic. And then again, we met for a hike, for a second date. We went on a hike. We saw some nature. It was absolutely so much fun. But I haven't heard from her since. And I'm, like, trying to figure out why I got ghosted, you know?
Do you think you did anything or said anything that might have... A lot of times, what people do is, like, in a conversation, especially on a hike, you really, like, you really, like, go stream of consciousness, you know what I mean? So, do you think there's something that you might have said that she might have misinterpreted, something political, something, I don't know. What do you think?
Like, I'm not a big, like, politics guy, so I don't, like, really delve into that. I don't think I did anything wrong. I thought it was polite and nice, and I thought we really kind of had a vibe together. So I'm kind of at a loss as to why she's never called me again.
Okay. Well, you know what? We'll try and give her a call, and if she answers, we can find out for you why she's not into you, or we can make something happen.
Now back to the second date update on the 10.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
We just spoke to Troy. He's so damn polite. Oh, my God. I want to get this guy a date. I hope he didn't. Well, he's polite to us. So he's looking for this girl, Nancy. They met on Bumble, and they did a couple of quarantine-type dates, and they actually went hiking together. That was the last time they hung out.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked him, are you sure you didn't say anything weird? Just in the midst of a conversation, sometimes it comes out. And when I say weird things, I mean, listen, we had a giant debate recently about wiping your butt after you take a dump, and it got heated because some people sit up when they do, some people sit down when they do it, some people stand up when they do it. So you just never know what could set someone off. But okay, here's what's gonna happen. We're gonna try and call her now, so stay quiet, and we'll take it from there. Okay.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for calling you. It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. Listen, we got your phone number from somebody who wanted us to reach out to you. This person, they know who you are. You know who they are. So they just wanted us to reach out to you because they feel as if you, he feels as if you and him have a connection. And so,
really? Okay.
Yeah. And when I tell you his name, you might be surprised, but I don't think you'll be shocked. Anyway, so what we're offering you is, if you agree to this, we're offering to pay for any type of date that you choose to do with this gentleman. And again, okay. How about I just tell you the guy's name?
All right.
His name is Troy.
I don't think so.
So he said the last time you guys hung out was a hike.
Yeah, we went hiking. We met. We drove in separate cars. We're distancing and everything, doing everything right. Then we went to leave, and I look in my mirror. I see him naked running across the parking lot. I am like blown away by this.
Wait. You saw Troy naked?
Yes.
Running across the parking lot?
Yes.
Wait, and this is in public? Like, there's other people around?
Yeah, I'm floored. I'm like, I don't know what to do. I mean, well, he's getting naked through the parking lot. I'm going, what the?
Visualize this right now. So you finish the date. You finish the date. You go to your car.
Yeah.
You look in the rear view, and he's just running naked.
Yes. I couldn't erase that from my mind's
eye. Maybe his meds ran out right at that precise time. Okay, well, hold on.
I don't know.
Nancy, Troy is, I believe, still on the phone. He's listening to this.
Oh, no.
Troy.
Yes.
Yes. You heard what Nancy said.
All right, you know, like, the whole entire date was fantastic, but the entire time I had to take the worst, okay? So I had to go to the bathroom, and I was like, no way I was going to make it home, you know?
Yeah.
So I went down this, like, little trail, and, you know, I kind of took my shorts off. I had my shirt off already because we were hot from hiking.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm kind of, like, getting ready to do my business, and just as I'm, like, finishing up, this whole family of five comes walking down right by me, none of them wearing masks, and they were all, like, some of them were sneezing, and I just panicked when they saw me, and I just took off across the parking lot.
Thank you for that image, man.
I was going to say, so...
This is so strange.
I just want to recap here. You're taking a dump in the woods.
Yeah.
You saw a family that wasn't wearing masks. You heard a sneeze, and that made you run to your car naked?
Yeah, I kind of got it. Well, I also got startled. I didn't expect to see anybody in that compromising position.
Right,
and
right.
And then you sneeze on top of the sneeze and all and the thought, shame involved. I just took off.
So, yeah, you took off and you're like, I'll sneak away. This family won't see me, but everybody who's pulling into or out of the parking lot is going to see a naked man running to his car. And it wasn't even like, I was hoping he was going to say a bear or something like that. This dude's like, a five-year-old sneezed. So, Nate, I mean, look, at least you got the explanation. At least it's not, well, I don't know what else it could have been, but at least you know why he was running across the parking lot naked. Would you like to see him again? It'd be on us. I can guarantee, hopefully, that won't happen again. Right, Troy?
How about we just not go on a hike next time?
Yeah, let's not do it next time. How about that?
All right, check it out. It's Ramiro and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR281332.